joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-0 defeat at Bournemouth. Alan, despite the result, despite the disappointment, how much did your players give today and how much have they given over the course of this season?
Of course, the season is great. It's been fantastic. The day, some of them were very good. Thompson, best player on the pitch by a million miles. Others didn't perform. Your ones who didn't perform, we regret it. There are sort of regret it because the team I picked, I don't know. It's one of them games where finals have not been in them before, but some of them regret it, yeah.
What was your take on the free kick which led to the first goal?
It's ridiculous, honestly, it's ridiculous. I think the whole afternoon has been ridiculous, to be honest. I get my captain, when it's 0-0, I get my captain getting punched in the face by a supporter. I think the scumbags, to be honest, I think the club's scumbags. I think the manager's not bad, and I think the players have done quite well at Bournemouth. But apart from that, I thought of awful people. You got me captain gets... My captain, the fan runs on the pitch and punches my player on the pitch. Well, does that happen anywhere in the Premiership? What would happen then? What would happen then? He gets punched in the face, he does, off a supporter. Then my coach driver has been battered by their academy player. So we've got academy down here, and my coach driver has been sworn at, told to F off and F this and all that, by their academy team. That's the way we look at stuff. We've got players at the end of the game, our supporters just want to, clap our fans, and their fans are wondering what our supporters want to fight and things like that. What I don't know what the game's coming to Mason wanting to check it in, to be honest. I don't know what the game's doing them. If that's their case, I wouldn't want to be used, to be honest, like, you know, and I hope they... Ian Allison's done a cracking job here, and I know some players and the good lads, but for the scum like that to actually be in a higher league, it's unbelievable, and that's what I think they ought to tell you the truth, you know. And say something different, beaten by a footballing side, may take up but 0-0 when we're trying to win the game and may skip by getting punched in the face by a fan. Something's got to be done about that, I'm telling you now.
Did that have an impact on the game and Dookie's performance the rest of the game, do you think?
For one, nobody can believe what's just happened. For two, the blokes just jumped back over the fence. For three, like I say, my coach driver's come in a bit shaken because their academy, they're supposed to be part of their football club, their academy players, they went and, you know, went around the coach and banged on windows and that and things like that, and at the end it's for everybody to see the van on the pitch and what, you know. So what is the crack there, you know? What is that, what football's about? I don't think it is, you know. So it's one of them where I think it's absolutely scandalous. Absolutely scandalous. I've never seen that like in the game myself, you know. And it, yes, I think it has had a thing on the game. I really do. Like you say, if you played a game or I played a game and somebody's come and whacked me in the game of football, you would definitely would cancel the game and crack on. I thought took the way he handled himself was incredible, you know. So, but if that's what the fans are, they shouldn't be allowed to have fans here, to be honest. If that's what the case are, and it's safe for 20, 30 fans to run towards ours at the end of the game, and for their academy footballers who are the next year, it's just like Rob Sheddens of the world who are in our squad, for them to go and punch on the bloody windows of our coach. I'll tell you what, the scumbags they are down here, I'll tell you.
Do you think there'll be any repercussions from these incidents?
I hope something gets done. I really do. I just think it's looking awful weird to play the game. And it's scandalous. I'm shouting on the line because I thought some of the referees this in the deal was scandalous. But that's just the way football is. But they like to see it to punch somebody. I think it is a shocker. I really do.
Going back to the game itself, we did concede that free kick for the first goal. But how disappointed were you with the defending, the header at the back post?
But, you know, I'll be honest, you know, to see it, it's been like that all the time. And, you know, all season, I feel sorry for the last one. How many times have I said to you, again today we'll have to score three to win a game? And how many times has the ball come in the box? Toff misses it, don't know whose free header it was. And the second goal, Toss has been kicking it immaculately all season. Has a bad kick, boom, 35-yard, great strike. So, but the first, I can take the second one, the first one you can't really take because it's happened day in, day out. And I even said one time before kick-off, I'm not going to say about the ball in the box, to be honest, because we've got to do something. And we're doing, where the ball comes in our box and you score goals for something we'll let rectify for next season. Just massive disappointment, sure. That's the worst day of my life. On Tuesday was probably one of the biggest days of my life. Today's the worst, and I'll tell you that now, like, you know, so... Don't know about it, no.
It could have been different. We weren't without our chance. Christian Jolly had a good chance first half. Luke Hickey brought out an amazing save from their keeper. How different would the game have been if we'd scored first?
I think if we'd scored first, we would have been on one. But it's like anything I've been seeing these playoff finals now, you know, and semis. It's if you take your chances, you know, when we were 2-1 down against Sutton, if you score one of them chances and we go 3-4-1 down, it becomes a different ball game today. On the flip side of the coin, we've got to take with chances. We've had some good chances today, some good ones, like, you know. Jolly had a couple, I like to see. I think he had one, but there you go. We had put theirs away, we didn't. But the thing is, when he put one chance away, really, the last goal, it's a world real last goal. We can't really see it because we're pushed on. It was the first goal, but again, I'm dying to shout. But what can I say to the players? They've done well. And again, it's one ball in the box, one goal. That's how we get all the season. Not just a one-off, it happens all the time. fair player.
How big a part has home advantage played this afternoon?
None. I wanted to play away from home anyway, but it might have done because a couple of idiots wouldn't have turned up, to be honest, like, and stuff like that. So, but at the same time, our fans, as always, were brilliant again. I'm sorry, I'm really sorry for them, and I mean that and all. It's broke my heart to see them leaving the ground with nothing to celebrate. All the miles they've watched us play, and I'm absolutely devastated for them, to be honest. And I'm really proud of them, what they've done for us, and I just wish we could have put in a performance for them, to be honest.
And next season, obviously, it's too early to start formulating plans, but you always tell me that when we're down, we bounce back. What's your take on next year?
Well, let me have a look at myself, to be honest, to see what I want to do next year. The players have a look at their self as well. Like everything, we're going to bounce back. I hope the club does. I hope I do. If I do, the players will sit as that. Well.